Welcome to this Made for Success Studios production of Manifest Destiny by Zachary Daniel, read by Casey Reha. Chapter 1. There's an unsettled nervousness before committing an act you know is wrong. The mind is sharp and focused while adrenaline courses through your body, ready to push you past your limits. I enjoyed that sensation and thus welcomed it as I sat patiently on the park bench. It was time. She emerged from behind the hedges, jogging from the south side of the park. She was a couple of minutes late, perhaps her coffee took longer this morning. I gazed down at the rumpled newspaper by my side. September 21st, 1995. A single glance at the headline had me cursing under my breath. OPEC raises prices. My daily commute was already taking a chunk out of my wallet, but apparently the turban-wearing extremists wanted a little more. She took a sharp turn by the fountain at the center of the park. Perfect. She was on her normal route. Sweat began to bead at my fingertips, and my chest tightened. It was now or never. I pulled the hood of my black sweatshirt over my head, departed the bench, and began trailing her. The sweatshirt was a gift from my father when I made the high school baseball team. Two sizes too small now, it gave me a slim runner look. Swinging past the playground, my anticipation built. A wave of anger buried deep within me began to emerge as the feelings of being buckled over a baseball field bubbled up from my subconscious. The park was nearly empty, with only a few morning walkers passing by the pavilion near the opposite side of the park. The dawn housed a calm silence that was only interrupted by the occasional rustling of the leaves or the chirp of a bird. It was almost perfect, but after today, it would be forever tarnished. However, it was a burden I was willing to bear. I kept my eyes open for anyone outside their usual routine. I closed the distance between us, and when she rounded the corner toward the forest trail, I knew we were alone. Her pace was quick, and I forced myself nearly to a sprint to shorten the gap. As we entered the grass cushioning, the trail began to narrow until great oaks hugged the path. The branches arched high above, only letting slivers of light illuminate patches of the route. Fallen leaves in various states of decay covered the trail, and the noise made from their trampling interrupted the quiet of the jog and left colorful crumbs in the wake. With her headphones on, my movement behind her was silent and unsuspected. She ran in athletic attire, wearing a skin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?